Childlike Trust in the Lord by Sean McAvoy. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. Psalm 131, 1 and 2. This song, like many of the Psalms, was written by David, the man who would be Israel's greatest king. Is David who comes to mind when you think of someone, quote, not involved in great matters, kingdom conflicts maybe, or unbothered by, quote, things too difficult? Slaying a giant, anyone? No, to me this doesn't really sound like David. Doesn't really sound like me most of the time either. Let's take a quick look at three things that stand out about this little psalm. Number one, attitude. David's heart, his inner being, his spirit, is not proud of things he's done, of where he's been and where he's going, but neither is he beating himself up. He is just content. Number two, appetite. David's eyes, his senses, are not haughty. He's not seeking to please them. He doesn't have the look of arrogance. He knows whose he is and that his needs are met not of himself. He is not restless to feed like an infant. He is not stalking around asking to eat out of boredom like my 2-year-old. Number three, aptitude. David places the responsibility for this peaceful state upon himself, not circumstances, not achievements, not even on God. Surely I have quieted my soul, he says. Taken all together, this shows us what trust looks like and helps us understand why trusting God brings such soothing peace. Jesus said we must have faith like children to come to him. Apparently, trust is also best exemplified in little ones. David's talk is not of being proud. His walk then backs it up with what he involves or doesn't involve himself in. This doesn't mean God hasn't given him or you important stuff to get done. Just that David has, quote, declared himself free from excessive ambition, as it says in the Ryrie Study Notes. To sing not of self, to seek not to fill the senses, to seek the will only to be quiet before God, that is trust. A weaned child knows instinctively where to find trust. By extension, and through the example of the man after God's own heart, so do we. Intersecting faith and life. Involve yourself in a small, humble matter today. Perhaps a child's squabble, creating a meal, or going for a walk, and see if you can compose your soul. For further reading, visit Matthew 18, 4-5.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.